electropop, new, Canadian, and even local. Indie Wake Up handles your morning. Here for you, Kingston. Weekday mornings from 8 to 10. On the one, the only, CFRC 101.9 FM.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think...
Welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Clendard, bringing you two full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. You join me for this two-hour mixtape that celebrates and amplifies voices that need to be heard. For any of our loyal listeners, my apologies. There was not a new show last week. I was under the weather, just did not have the energy to get into the studio and bring you a new episode. That's rare for me. I usually am bringing perfect attendance here on Girly So Groovy. But I am more than happy to be dishing up something new for you. Coming up in this first hour of the program, I've got music on the way from Nilufer Yanya, Saya, Gray, The XX. New music from Basha Bulat on the way. I've got Beach House coming up, Horse Girl, music from Wanda Jackson, bringing some of that rockabilly fun. But we are going to kick off the entire 2 hours here on Girly So Groovy with Los Angeles alternative musician Caroline Rose. Now, this is an artist who has built as a career as a champion of independent music. Well, on her newest album, Year of the Slug, Caroline Rose recorded in GarageBand from her phone. And then on top of this, Caroline Rose is touring the new album in a series of solo performances in exclusively independent venues, carefully chosen to avoid large service fees. And if that is not indie enough, the new album is only offered on Bandcamp and not available on any other streaming platforms. I just love musicians like Caroline Rose that draw a line in the sand to protect what they are worth. Let's go. Caroline Rose right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Eat that, never eat transfers, but I knew. boss got one, need ten. Many million dollar got one, need ten. New baby on the way, need one more crib. Women and a boy, you got no loose ends. New checkbook come with a new pen. Golden handcuffs come with a new desk. Congrats, you qualify for a new debt. Everybody on your knees, who give the best work. Yeah.
music to make you move. This is Girly So Groovy, and that is gritty, high-energy Detroit rock and roll band Jessica Hernandez and the Deltas, a musical act that embodies everything from Motown to surf rock, psych rock, carnival sounds, girl group pop. We heard the song Hot Damn. That's from Jessica Hernandez and the Deltas' album Telephone. In the middle, it is fiery rockabilly trailblazer Wanda Jackson, going all the way back to 1958 when Wanda Jackson released her debut self-titled album. We heard the song Let's Have a Party. And then we kicked off the full 2 hours with something thoroughly more modern. It is new music from Caroline Rose. It was back in the winter when she released her latest album, Year of the Slug. We heard the album. We heard the song Goddamn Train from Caroline Rose. All right, let's keep this train moving. Another musical act that's really caught my ear this year for brand new music is Horse Girl. They were in high school when they recorded their incredible debut album, Versions of a Modern Performance, an eye-opening, blurring blend of 90s indie rock that was meant to feel live and loud. But Horse Girl, the Chicago trio, became a New York trio as they began working on their deeply personal follow-up. Phonetics On and On is the name of the new album. It's an album of coming of age, guitar pop written during their first year at NYU. I'm so glad that we've got Horse Girl back right now. Here they are, here on Girly So Groovy.
Switch over. zigzag. Zigzag. Zigzag.
Patriarchy's got you down, and all you want to do is dance and stomp to jangly indie rock. Well, then you've tuned to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock, and to you, the listener, who loves them. Music right there from a band that survived 5 years in the 1980s and then sort of petered out. It is the Scottish indie duo, the Twin Sets. It was Rachel Bell, when she was wrapping up her last exam, she decided to grab her sister and move to Edinburgh, Scotland to start a band. Finding themselves some success, the Twin Sets played with the band's Motown-inspired pop-punk sound, becoming a bit of a mainstay on the university circuit in the 80s throughout Scotland and the UK. They recorded three Peel sessions as part of those 5 years, and then seemed to disband, disbanding before the Twin Sets ever actually got a record deal. The band often said that they didn't think people knew what to do with them, and they just sort of faded out. But we heard the song Crush. That comes from Twin Sets' three Peel sessions. And again, it's just gorgeous, fun, jangly indie rock. And speaking of that, we had that also in the middle. It is the band The Particles, another 80s jangly indie rock band, this time out of Australia. A band that, like the Twin Sets, did not get much love when they were writing and recording music. But back in 2023, a compilation album was released called 1980s Bubblegum, compiling numerous recordings by The Particles. Such a great compilation album, in fact, that we included it in our top 10 list of girliest or grooviest albums for 2023. We heard the song Zigzag from The Particles. And then starting that set off, brand new music from Horse Girl. The new sophomore album is called Phonetics On and On. They released it earlier this year in February. We heard the song Switch Over. Lots more music to get to coming up in the next 30 minutes here on Girly So Groovy. I've got music on the way from Lightning Dust, Beach House, Nila Frianya, The XX. Before we get to any more music, though, let me remind you that we are on social media. Girly So Groovy tries to be social now and then. You will find us on Facebook at Girly So Groovy, Girly and Groovy, ending with an IE. You'll also find us on Instagram, GSG Radio, with those social media channels. We are posting the playlists in print, links to musicians and bands featured, links to our Mixcloud listening page. Best of all, though, you can message me any requests you have for the program. Okay, let's get back to the music. Basha Bulat, she has a new album out, Basha's Palace. I would say it is the furthest sounding from what she has recorded in the past. But then again, when you get a Basha Bulat album, you never know exactly what direction she's going to go, whether it's full auto harp plucking folk or just radiant string quartets. But they're always underlined by her joyful, beautiful vocals, and that is what we get still on the seventh new album, Basha's Palace. The new album was largely born out of solo songwriting sessions done in her apartment in the dead of night. As a new mom wanting to keep that baby sleeping, she decided to do the recording right through the night. So right now, without further ado, let's dive into Basha's Palace right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Playing guitar, Papa, it's disco. to close my eyes in the summer day. The nights the radio's burning out. The days and nightmares will come around. I remember when every night I had to close my eyes in the summer. Yeah.
Music right there from Vancouver's very own dark and synth-friendly indie rock duo, Lightning Dust. The song is called Runaway. You can find that on Lightning Dust's album, Spectre. In the middle, it is Baltimore, Maryland, hypnotic dream pop duo Beach House, a band that know how to utilize swirling organs and fuzzy guitars with ghostly vocals to really create a mood. The song is called Zebra. That's the opening track from Beach House's album Teen Dream. And then kicking that set off, it is new music from Basha Bulat. Her newest album is called Basha's Palace. It's her seventh album, released earlier this year in February. In response to the new album, Basha Bulat is touring throughout the summer. For our listeners in the Winnipeg area, those of you that tune in, we are early mornings in Winnipeg. If I remember correctly, we are 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. But if you are tuning in right now, know that Basha Bulat will be part of the Winnipeg Folk Festival this July. So lucky for you to have talent like that coming to your town. Okay, speaking of talent, who do we have next? Oh, yeah, right now it is UK indie rock alternative singer-songwriter Nilufer Yanya. Right now, here on Girly So Groovy.
Where I can't think. from all these dreams. Lack of sleep, I'm still wired to want these things.
With you.
Music right there from UK electronic trio The XX with their song Lips. That's from the band's most recent album, I See You. The last time we featured The XX here on Girly So Groovy was just a few weeks ago when we did our full Pride Party takeover. If you missed that episode or would love to listen again, remember that you can find that on our listening page. All you need to do is go to the website Mixcloud. That's mixcloud.com/girly. So groovy, girly, and groovy, ending with an IE. When you are there, you will find the Pride Party Takeover plus 9 other episodes, the last 10 weeks of Girly So Groovy, just waiting for you to press play, press pause, listen at your leisure. But especially that Pride Party Takeover was really, really fun to put together and included acts like The XX. In the middle, it is music from an artist that is quickly sneaking her way up my list of favorite albums from 2025. It is music from Sia Gray. For the past 3 years, Toronto artist Sia Gray has released 3 fearlessly freaky EPs, best described as genre mashing music. It is with the same wild spirit that Sia Gray approaches her debut album. The debut album is simply called Saya. As a singer, bassist, and multi-instrumentalist, Saya Gray delivers a cross-pollinated blend of psychedelic pop and alternative R&B. This time, we heard the song Puddle of Me from Saya Gray. And then starting the set off, UK alternative singer-songwriter Niloufer Yanya. Reaching back to her debut album, Miss Universe, we heard the song Heavyweight Champion of the Year. Lots more music to get to coming up in the second hour. We continue this weekly experiment that is a two-hour mixtape called Girly So Groovy. But before we do that, let's wrap up this first hour. Well, it's that time of year where the infamous Canadian famous Polaris Prize long list comes out. It came out just a couple weeks ago, and many Girly So Groovy favorites have made that list for long list, including Basha Bulat, who we recently heard. One of our favorites, Cold Specs, is on the list, as well as artists like Hildegard, Kelly McMichael, Men I Trust, Marie Davidson, who we'll be featuring in the second hour, Saya Gray, who we just listened to. One exciting act that made the long list is Quebecois alternative singer-songwriter Chloe Pelgag for her album Abracadabra. We featured her a few times here on the show, so why not once again with a nod to that Polaris Prize long list, Chloe Pelgag with the song Libra, again from her long-listed Polaris-nominated album Abracadabra, right now here on Girly So Groovy. Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock, and to you, the loyal listener who loves them. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you two full hours of fabulous female-fronted radio week after week. Well, in this second hour of the show, I've got music on the way from Peaches, Marie Davidson, music coming up from Sudan Archives, Little Sims, Angelique Kidjo, Amadou and Miriam. But we are going to kick off the second hour with a concert review. I've got to tell you, it has been since I would say maybe 2008 or 2009 that I have had Santi Gold at the top of my list as an artist that I've been wanting to see live. And for whatever reason, never had an opportunity. Well, just last week, Santi Gold made her way through the Detroit area at the smaller venue, St. Andrews Hall. It was a nearly sold out show, but it was a fantastic night. Santi Gold is that kind of artist that absolutely genre hops in the music that she makes. Everything from hip hop to alternative rock, to punk, you name it. She works it into her music. Her voice is exactly as it sounds on her recordings when you hear her live. So such a great, great night. And it's an artist that I feel like we haven't featured here for a little bit here on Girly So Groovy. So let's do that right now. We are diving into Santi Gold right now here on Girly So Groovy.